Griffins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
We made it. Welcome to Friday. Yay. How are we, guys?
Good. Thanking that it's Friday.
Very it's thankful so good, today. Right? I know, me too. How's your renos going, Crevo? I mean, you've had a whole week of hard labour, some would say.
Yeah, well, so yesterday I went to go get tiles. Now looks like the back storeroom of a Beaumont Tiles spare room. There's so many boxes.
Did you get to smash the tiles off the wall?
Nah, I'm not into that. Oh. Just let the other guys do that.
It would be so satisfying with the scraper getting behind the tiles and it's going and just see them crumble.
You know what, right. Jade? You are satisfied by very strange things, my dear.
Found out your childhood favourite toy was a hammer. So
yeah.
Things are starting to make sense.
It really is. But, yeah, love it or loathe it after this. I'm going to get your thoughts on something that you do when you're alone.
Very good. Of course, it is Feel Good Friday today, guys. Yes. Now, the boss, I cannot believe it, has given us control of one song per hour.
Oh!
Now, that is pretty big.
It is. So, a lot of people think we pick the music.
We certainly
but that
don't.
Hasn't happened since about 1976.
Yeah.
Like on radio stations. That's been the job of the music director.
And if you do, you get in trouble.
I know, you get so busted.
You get scolded.
Things have changed, though. We've, like, twisted their arm, and now we get to pick a quarter of the music. It's crazy.
It's so good. Crevo, you're first today.
Oh! Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I'm a big fan of this song. Calvin Harris, Feels So Close.
Oh,
what a banger to pump you up on a Friday.
Feel Good Friday with the Novos, 6:08. Good morning. Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Guys, the weekend warming up. I think winter is officially over next week.
Oh, you're calling it.
Up to 26 degrees.
Well, this is perfect weather right now.
Yeah.
It's not even cold.
It isn't. 21, the top on the coast today. Love it or loathe the time.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. And this morning, it is talking to yourself. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it. I do it all the time.
Love it. And my internal monologue is no longer internal.
Yeah, no. Neither. You got it. Like, it's great because you always agree. You get great ideas. You know, you can plan things out for the day. It's perfect.
Isn't it interesting the three of us all talk out loud for our profession? I don't know if it's a type of trait that radio announcers or people in our sort of expertise do.
Do you know what? It's like, just speaking for me on this side of the desk, when there's a lot of codes and stuff that I need to remember to put into the system, and I think by saying them out loud, it just triggers
the memory.
Because there are so many.
But when you're at home, though, do you talk out loud at home?
Well, no, I don't have a conversation with myself.
Do you,
Crevo? I talk to myself, yeah.
Yeah, see, I do.
So I've just Googled it.
Yeah.
How common is talking to yourself? Talking to ourselves is completely within the norm. In fact, we talk to ourselves constantly.
It actually is better.
A clinical psychologist based in New York.
They say geniuses actually
really
talk to themselves.
Wow.
I'm not saying that we're geniuses.
Give us an example of you having your conversation with yourself at home, Jad.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, what do I feel like doing today? Oh, maybe I'll go for a walk.
So you have like full-on conversations.
I'll have full-on conversations, but yeah. I was listening to this podcast. And they actually say that it's actually a good way to, like, I don't know, like, process thoughts and information. But there's, like, a scientific basis behind it.
Cheap therapist.
Yeah, very cheap
very
therapist.
Very cheap therapy.
But I bring this up because when I was on my way home from the gym, I thought, oh, I'll call my sister. So I'd plugged my phone into, like, the USB.
Yeah.
But I'd left the headphone jack in still. So I could see on the screen in my car that the call had been made. But for some reason, like, the call had answered and I didn't really look because I didn't hear it ring.
Right.
So I thought, oh, it's not working. But I was talking out loud to myself in the car then. And then eventually, 3.5 minutes later, I looked down at the screen and I could see that it's going. I'm like, oh, no, how embarrassing. I hit end, my sister like messages back, ha ha ha, I could hear you talking to yourself for the last 5 minutes.
Only she recorded it.
I know, right? I was like, oh, embarrassing.
Crevo, yeah. You do a lot of work at home with headphones on. So, yeah. I mean, when you've got like a whole day's worth of tasks ahead of you, do you talk to yourself like to help you with that sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, so if I'm listening to something like with my headphones, say New FM, then obviously I wouldn't be talking to myself. But like if I've got stuff to do, figuring things out, absolutely. Chat away. Where did I put this? Where did I do that?
Got to sell that plant pot in 10 minutes. If she's coming. And then I've got to rip those tiles off the wall. And Hamish, what about you? Do you talk to yourself?
Absolutely. Some of the best conversations I've ever had was with myself.
Yeah.
Also, too, I'll take this a step further.
Yeah.
I have arguments with myself, too.
Damn.
Wow. I argue with myself. Yep. Yep.
Really?
Usually it's debate form.
Do therapists say that's healthy?
No, probably not. But
what, though, Hamish? Yeah. Very few people can debate you on intellectual topics, I feel. So, I mean, the best person to debate with is, of course, yourself.
I like to have a little bit of a sort of an inner, you know, mastermind sort of debate with myself. Sure.
That's great.
Not saying that anyone could counter those arguments. I'm sure you probably could.
Jackson, what about you?
No, I don't. No? And it really frustrates me. If I have to be in the presence of somebody who's talking their thoughts, I just can't. I've got to leave.
You've got to leave the room. Bye, he says.
See ya.
Yeah, anyway.
Thanks, producer Jackson.
Interesting insight into the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, lads versus lasses coming up next. We need one man, one woman. We have two sets of questions on offer today. We have a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. So if you want to play, give us a ring right now, 13 10 09. It's Feel Good Friday, New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Katy Perry, Daisies, and congrats to her and Orlando Bloom. Jade, you're just saying she called her baby Daisy Dove Bloom.
Yeah.
What a name.
Daisy Bloom.
That's sort a of, good
it's,
name.
It's like Daisy a hippie Bloom. Vibes, isn't it?
It's a pop star name.
Yeah.
Future pop star and or actress.
Very Kardashian, though. You know, like Northwest has that vibe.
Mm.
Daisy Bloom.
Yeah.
Same thing. I don't get
it. Totally different
name. Jade Leader.
It's 105.3 New FM. Lads versus Lasses, son.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, it's the ultimate battle of the sexes. One guy, one girl. We have two sets of questions, one male-based, one female-based. We're going to flip them. Your job is to get as many as possible right. Looking at the leaderboard now, Crevo, we're letting the lads down.
It's very disappointing.
4 stars to 5.
Yeah, because girls have a high intellect.
Okay. All right, genius.
Yes.
Who should we start with?
Jake. Good morning. Jake.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. It's good to be Friday, Jake.
Yeah, isn't it just? What are your plans for the weekend?
I'm just looking after my son in the morning. My missus has a haircut.
Oh. Is it? Yeah, it's not his first ever haircut, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love that that's a big event.
Well, it is.
It's huge. Are you going to take a Glad bag and keep a bit of the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah.
How exciting.
How old is your son, Jake?
1.5.
Oh, a little cutie.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, man.
Yeah, good luck. Really? Hopefully he likes it, because some kids kick and scream when they're in the chair.
They sure do.
Hey, maybe you get a jelly baby or something.
Yeah.
One jelly baby.
Lollipop.
Hey, Jake, are you in tune with the female form?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I hope
I'm
so.
Very
good.
Confident. Excellent.
We need this start. Jade, kick
All
it off.
All right, Jake, here we go. The first question. Platform, wedges, and stilettos are types of what?
Shoes.
We'll take shoes, high heels.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, GHD makes what?
Hair straightener.
Oh, you're on fire.
Lads. One more question for a hat trick.
You're doing better than the guy yesterday. All right. Blush.
Total blowout.
Blush is used on what part of the face? Blush.
Not sure.
Cheeks. Yeah, you know when, like, you compliment a girl and she gets bashful and her rosy cheeks go red?
Yeah.
Isn't Yeah.
It's blush.
That's
blush.
Very good.
Blush. Okay,
two out of three.
Yeah, very good. All right, time for the lasses. Emma, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
That's the way. What are your weekend plans?
Just going to have a bit of a quiet birthday celebration, ISO style.
Is it your birthday today?
A bit of a belated birthday and my sister-in-law's birthday.
Oh,
so
nice.
A bit of a combined thing.
Oh, that'll be good.
Happy birthday.
You know, there's a big problem with double birthdays, Emma. Like, do you really like sharing the attention on your big day?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, like, screw that. No. Have your own party. Like, kick her out. See ya.
Sort your own party out, eh, Emma? All right, let's get to the questions here, see how you go. Number one, the Newcastle Knights beat which NRL team in their 2001 Premiership win? Big year, 2001. Massive.
Cowboys?
Oh, no, it's the Parramatta Eels.
Unlucky.
All right, question number two. You're still in this, don't stress. True or false, a whippersnapper has a four-stroke engine?
True.
Oh, yes. That's two stroke.
The lads have won.
Oh.
Sorry, Emma.
Sorry about that, Emma. Good
congratulations,
try.
Jake, you bloody legend. You're walking away with that Oakvale Wildlife Park, mate. Congrats. Okay.
Thanks for that.
No worries. Get excited, mate. Just scream out loud. You know?
Probably wake up his kid.
You know what, Jake? You got you now got the lads tying with the lasses. We're a five apiece.
Very good.
That's what it's all about, really.
Good job. Fridays. See, they do feel good for the lads, Crevo.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, Jade. A news time up next with Hamish at 6:27 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Talking footy for a minute, boys, because obviously this has been a bit of a devastating season for myself. I love my Newcastle Knights, but I've got to stay true to the Broncos to some degree, right?
So
and
who?
The Broncos.
Oh, sorry.
They've already taken my mic down. But, like, you know, you've got to stay true. And it's been a really crappy season for us. And I was just reading this article for, obviously, Anthony, our coach, that just left. But listen to this. Tears flowed from Anthony Seabold on his final day in charge of the Broncos.
Jade, Seabold.
Seabold.
Is it even your team?
No, he's not my coach anymore. With the new ex-coach saying his return to Brisbane 2 weeks ago provided the catalyst for him wanting out. Then he goes, he said he would now put on a cowboy hat and retreat to a farm in central Queensland for a week to get out of the city and assess his next step. How sad. This is very sad, isn't it?
No, not at all. He's just got $1 million for nothing.
Well, apparently it's undisclosed amount, so I reckon he actually got more.
And he's off to some luxury farm to kick back and relax.
It sounds like that's the ultimate.
Like, I know, but like
get,
as much
like,
as...
$1 million for a job, right? And you're like, right, I've got to work the next few years to get this $1 million. And then they go, actually, you can have it right now and you don't have to do the work. Yes, please.
Wow. I just love that. That's a very Queensland way to reassess your life.
I know.
Go out, Jackaroo, with your Kubra on. Do some ranching.
Well, Knights, though, they're doing great, so good on them.
Really good. They're absolutely so going to make the eight this year.
Well,
they're
at number seven on the ladder at the moment. I was just checking
Fingers
them out.
Crossed.
Like, good stuff, guys.
You absolutely lost us on sports chat.
Yeah,
sorry, Jay. Let's be honest.
Well,
look, there's a lot of people out there who care.
I know that. And I'm appreciative of it. So there you go. Next, though, we're going from a very palatable topic at dinner party conversations to one usually less so, religion, because there's a campaign brewing in New South Wales to have religious studies removed from public schools.
I agree with this. I think religion should be removed from public schools.
Yeah, I'm a man of science. Although you can have... I had this class when I went to school where they did, like, they taught you about all the different religions.
Yeah.
That's all right. It was, like, one semester or something.
That was in high school, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So
but didn't you go to a Catholic school in high school?
No, it was officially Christian but non-denominational. So they basically... They just go... These are all the different religions that exist in the world. Here's a bit about each one. and that was it.
This is, I think it should stay, personally. But that's just me in a debate we all get into.
All right. 13:10:09, should public schools ban religion?
Okay, doing it after this, the serious topics for your Feel Good Friday. 6:38, Matchbox 20, Real World with the Novos. Tops of 21 on the coast today. Good morning. Matchbox 20 on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. Should public schools ban religion?
That's right. This is after earlier in the week, story came out about how public schools, a lot of teachers are trying to basically get this class removed so they get more time to teach other stuff. As a man of science, I'm fine with it. However, I did do this.
When you say science, does it mean you're an atheist?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And I did do this class where I learnt about all religions. That was interesting because obviously a lot of people practice religion in the world, so having knowledge about that, and especially religions you might not be very familiar with, I found very handy.
What I like about that way of teaching religion in schools is I think it sets up your kids to have a more sympathetic and more realistic real-world view when they do become adults.
Absolutely, and the other good thing was you saw a lot of similarities. Yeah. So people who were religious might be, like you said, more empathetic to other religion, religious views. So I found that to be handy. But teaching, say, one religion in a school, I think, like a scripture class, maybe it's a little bit narrow for the current modern age. So I'd say get rid of it if it's in its current form.
Yeah,
That's my view.
Okay, because I think they should teach it, and I agree it should be like, Islam, Catholicism, Buddhism, like you can go through and do each one, unless you specifically go to, like a Catholic school, then obviously you're going to get taught that
way.
We're
talking about public schools here, yeah.
Yeah, correct. So I think that it should be taught, and it should be across the board like that.
What about like the scripture classes that they're doing now?
I think it's better than nothing, personally, because I just think, and we could debate really heavy into this, but just like the light version is that I just think that Western society has been based on religion. Like that's over centuries. That's what we've been taught and the morals, treat others how you wish to be treated and stuff. Like, unfortunately, some parents aren't good at teaching their children that. Like, just because you're good at it doesn't mean someone else is going to be good at teaching kids right from wrong and all that sort of thing. And I just think, personally, that is very important in a child's life, so they should get at least a taste of it from somewhere.
Jay, what school did you go to again? It was a Catholic school, correct?
Yeah.
So you didn't go to a public school?
No.
I think, when you send your kids to a public school, I think you, as a parent, should expect a particular curriculum to be taught to your child. I do think in a lot of schools, in public schools, scripture is optional, but I do think religion has no place in schools whatsoever. I think it actually creates segregation as well. When they did it at my public school, you'd have all of these different religions, and it actually used to cause arguments among students. And like, I think people are put into groups, and I don't think being put into groups is necessarily
helpful. Well, obviously your school was doing it wrong, because you shouldn't be separating different religions.
How would you know? You didn't go to a public school.
Well, I had an in-depth conversation with my husband with this last night, because he actually went to a state school, and
we're entitled to our opinions, Jade.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. Let's go to Nisha. Hello. Nisha.
Yes.
Hi. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it should be optional, same as it is now. I'm not religious at all, but my daughter does go to scripture at school. I think it is her choice if she wants to be religious. If she wants to follow whatever religion, it's up to her.
So I'm leaving it up to her, yeah.
What age is she?
She's 7.
Okay, 7 years old.
Progressive.
We don't have children, so how often do they teach it at school? Like, is it once a week or...?
Yeah, it's once a week.
Like, see, that's not much.
No, I know it's not, yeah.
Like, and it's an hour, I believe.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and that's, like, totally fine. But just, like, for example, what, like, I'm reading here, one of the curriculum, like, pieces of one of the Bible's, like, verses that was used in there explained how, like, cancer was a consequence of sin and a gift from God and stuff like that. Like, that grinds my gears a little bit.
Like, forcing beliefs on our children that aren't necessarily proven. I'm religious. I'm going to say, I'm actually religious. I do believe in God, but I don't really associate myself with any in particular religion. I just think, you know what, I do believe there is a higher being out there. I do believe in God, but I don't believe in separate religions. And you know, do what you want. Live your best life. I'm not saying, you know, don't be religious, but don't force it on
kids. It's not forcing, though, because if it's not, because it's education. So, at the end of the day...
But it's not, Jade. How is religion education? It's totally different.
I was going to explain to you. So, what I'm saying... Thank you so much, Nisha.
Thanks, Nisha.
But, like, I've lost my train of thought now. Sorry. But it's not forcing, because it, at the end of the day, like, you make your own choice, just like you have and just like Crevo has. So you have the option there to go, you know what, at some point you do, like, question your beliefs and how you were, you know, raised to... And
take
you think,
your kids to Sunday school.
And you just think to yourself, Maddie, can I finish a sentence, that you just go, okay.
It's narky in here today.
No, but you make your own mind up down the track. Yeah. So it's not forcing, but the thing is, you need to be given the options of, you know, this isn't, like...
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I just think take your kids to Sunday school in your own time. Teach them religion on your own time. I don't think...
But a lot of parents don't have time for that, though.
Yeah, but if you want to teach your kids religion, take them to church. And if, you know what, you're not going to church on a Sunday, you're really not that religious, right?
No, I disagree with that as well.
It's like a part-time religious person.
Because you're just coming out with the general statements that people say.
It's part-time religion, Jade. Like, I mean, this is what I hate about religion. Hypocrisy at its finest, when people sit there and they preach to others how they should live their lives because the Bible or religion, their religion tells them to, yet they don't go to church on Sundays, they don't go...
You're just stereotyping a group of people, though.
But I'm totally not, Jade.
You are. Listen to what you're saying. But that's...
I think people can make up their own mind with this conversation.
This
is why politics and religion don't belong at the dinner table.
or on our show.
Speak yourself. I've got the popcorn out. I'm loving this.
Yeah. Anyway, we haven't solved anything.
Well, it's like you said earlier, Jade, it's a debate
for the centuries.
Of years this has been debated, so not in public schools, but, you know, the greater argument. What's the goss up next? Hello, Jackson.
Good morning.
Very similar.
Morning,
chat
producer
next,
Jackson.
I'm going to read you one tweet that's going to make you feel incredibly old. Also, too, some drama over the current Bachelor. I'll tell you about that.
Oh,
next.
I've heard this. Yeah. It's Juicy 650 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Can you just stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
Good morning, producer Jackson.
Good
Friday
morning.
Edition. What's the goss, my friend?
I want to talk about the new Bachelor, Lockie. So a lot of people not very happy with him right now because a MySpace page from 2004, when he was 16 years old, a student over in Perth, has come up, and it's littered with images of anti-immigration and anti-refugee sentiment, which is pretty disappointing.
So he's been
forced to apologise. So he said, "I'm deeply sorry for the images that I posted on MySpace over 14 years ago. I do not hold these views, and I apologise for the offence that I've caused."
I reckon we let him, like, it's fine. Do you know what? I think when you are six, it's not fine what he said, but I think when you're that age on MySpace, I think you're not old enough to form proper opinions on the world. So I think a lot of what your belief system is based on is maybe what your parents and people around you believe.
It's got a touch of the Reynolds from MasterChef.
It does.
But that's what I like about you, Maddie. At least you give people second chances.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, Still crap that he did it.
Yeah, take it as an opportunity to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. At least he's apologising.
At least he's not a murderer. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Could be worse.
Yeah, well, yes, everything's relative. I guess.
Anyway, Georgia Love, she was the old bachelorette, so she hit out last night as well on the episode. She's called all the girls COVID idiots. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, so one of the girls gave up a date and she passed it on. She said, I'm feeling sick, Reba, you can have it. So she went and got a COVID test and all the other girls judged her and said, no, you should have gone on the date, basically, and you should have just pushed through. And Georgia Love's basically come out and said, you idiots are the same people that get a COVID test and then go back to work or go shopping after it.
Yeah, without waiting for the result.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're going through the whole Bachelor Mansion lockdown at the moment. So I'm with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
if you're feeling unwell, get a test. It's only 24 hours.
It is really quick.
Just chill out.
Yeah.
Downtime. It's the one time you have an excuse to do nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, very quickly before we head to the news, I want to read you a tweet from Macaulay Culkin that's going to make you feel totally old. So he said, hey guys, want to feel old? I'm 40. You're welcome. He turned 40 yesterday.
No!
Are you serious?
Yeah, 40 years old.
Wow. You know what? There's another guy that's really turned his life around, Macaulay Culkin.
Wow,
he was in the depths of that deep, dark hole, Hollywood hole. But
at one point, he looked, let's just say, very skinny.
Mm. Well, he didn't look human.
Almost corpse-like. Mm. But he's fine now. He's doing well.
Fantastic now. He doesn't look a day over 25, to be honest.
He does look very young.
Mm.
Hey, whatever he's done.
For 40.
He does sound, though, like he smokes at least 50 Winnie Reds a day.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
it's Macaulay Culkin here.
I haven't heard that. It's very Ivan the Lat almost, isn't it?
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
Very interesting.
Up next, news time with Hamish and The Bachelor. There's lots of questions, as we just found out, to ask today.
Yes.
The latest eliminee. Who is it today, Jackson? It's Rachel?
Rosemary dressed
as a penguin on the
yeah,
floor.
That's the penguin right. Girl. Wow, there's a cooked woman.
Get rid of that penguin suit. What are you doing?
We need to ask her about
100%.
It. 100%. It's coming up next with the Novos. Good morning. Thank you.
Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Up next, chatting to Rosemary, the penguin girl from The Bachelor. It's an FM radio staple, talking to eliminated contestants from reality shows, and we're cracking in next.
You know what? She is so cooked. The Bachelor made her take the penguin outfit off by the end of the first night. It's like, darling, take it off. What are you doing?
Well, she was continually in it.
Yeah, she just stayed in it.
As long as, you know, I'm okay with that if she's doing it for global, like, warming issues.
But she's not. Jade.
No, but the poor penguins in Antarctica, they're in danger.
She's wearing it because she thought a onesie might make her stand out. Mm. I can personally guarantee it.
Oh, we'll delve into that next.
Why don't you ask her about it? I will.
I'll say,
find out.
I hope you care about the penguins. Anyway, Feel Good Friday, guys. Kicking it off now, I've got my Feel Good Friday song is the Venga Boys. We like to party.
Yes, here we go. Feel Good Fridays here at New FM all day while you work. It's 7:10 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo at New FM. Good morning. Yeah, Jade's Feel Good Friday song, Venga Boys. We like to party for your Feel Good Friday all day at work here at 105.3 New FM. Rosemary from The Bachelor, she's off the show last night and she joins us now.
Hey, Rosemary. How you doing this morning?
Hello?
Rosemary? She's disappeared.
She's gone off the phone.
Are you serious?
You know what? I am sick and tired of these reality show contestants.
So am I.
Manu, we were meant to interview him yesterday.
Yep.
He calls up 20 minutes late. Manu, we don't want to chat to you now, mate.
No, and Rosemary as well. Whatever. I mean, look, their shows are all right, and then we try and support the TV networks by getting these people on, but often they just let us down, and I'm actually sick of it.
Hey, Jackson, what's the go?
She's just dropped out.
Okay, we're getting her back or no? We move on?
Move on.
Okay.
No
well, there
one cares
we go,
that much.
Guys. Up next, Jade, another... I just realised what we're doing.
Yes.
Go on.
Okay, so basically, I got my green tea sachets the other day. They're meant to be like this natural way of getting energy because green tea has a lot of caffeine in it, just naturally. So you take it for the gym. Obviously, green tea is meant to be like a healthy thermogenic to help you know, lose weight and whatever. So I thought, you know what, I want to do that. I don't want to get on like pre-workouts and stuff. Just try a more healthy alternative.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought to myself when I was reading the packaging, I'm going to double check and see that they've given me my full 60 sachets. So I sat there and I counted all the sachets, and I got ripped off, and I was missing a sachet. So
A sachet.
Anyway, we've got plenty of time to rehash this, Nate, because you know what? This is, I think, the stingiest thing you have ever done
in
your life.
You say stingy, but I'm helping consumers.
66 cents.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Guy Sebastian, standing with you live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Currently 11 degrees out at Belmont, and we're talking Jade's ultimate stinginess right now.
Yeah, you say stingy, but I say stingy. I'm helping people out and I'm going to make changes to big corporations.
You see yourself as a consumer advocate, don't you?
Right now I do.
Standing up for the little guy who's getting ripped off left, right and centre.
Yep, 100%. So guys, this is how I got ripped off the other night, and I was so annoyed.
Oh, okay, I'm playing it. Yep, here we go.
I thought to myself, you know what, I'm getting ready for pickleball, I'm psyched, or I'm trying to get psyched. So I'd have one of my green tea TX 100s, right? Because I normally go for the X50. It's another brand. And I thought, okay, I'm going to give Body Science a go. And I was reading the packaging, getting an idea of, you know, what's in it, and it says 60... serves, okay? So I'm meant to have 60 packets. I do not have 60 packets. I have 59 packets. Oh. Body Science, not very happy. I don't like getting ripped off, and all my listeners know this, so...
My listeners.
Yeah, 59
screw us.
Serves instead of 60, and I paid full price.
You know what, Jade? That is actually embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
Are they like, what are they, like $20 a packet?
No. So it's $40 for 60 packets.
Which works out to be 66 cents per sachet.
But it's the whole point sachet. Of it is, though, is that the fact that they do it one, right, for me. Then, like, every one or every second other box that they lose one, people, they're ripping constantly people
off. How do you
off.
Know that? You're assuming that they're taking
well,
one from
this
every
is the
box.
Thing.
Just and the one.
An investigation needs to take place. And I did my research.
Okay, so just real quick, I'm going to do the count. Okay,
oh, no.
So I've got all my sachets in, and you're going to be able to see me put them into the box. Okay.
So I filmed this.
One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
couple of Red Bulls, though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 58, 59.
I wouldn't play people this.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed, and I'm not ashamed.
This is on Jade's Instagram
because this,
for the world to
I
see.
I did put this on Instagram, and I tagged the company because I figured that people, they need to...
Corporate shamer, look at you go.
They need to be aware that if you pay, it's the point, you pay. I'm paying for it, I'm not getting what I'm paying for.
Question. Yeah, well, sorry,
I know it's one.
Free vote, yeah, just on the floor here. It's a dollar coin.
Oh, can I have it? Thanks.
There you go. You got that. Just pays for the missing sachet, Jade.
Yeah. Well, I still can't let it go.
You can't let it go, can you? You're one of those people when you buy like a 500 gram packet of mints, are you off to the scales just to make sure.
Theory, and I might be wrong.
Jade's like, I'm going to be doing that.
Theory,
right now.
No
on.
Comment,
Jade. I know how you operate now.
Yeah.
You like tagging corporations in your Instagram story to get their attention. I think you have thrown out one sachet in order to get a whole new 60 pack sent to your house for free.
No, I swear to God, this isn't about getting anything for free.
Well, who counts individual sachets?
Me, because I wanted to make sure, because that's the thing, if you don't double check, this is how big companies get away with it. Yeah, you can call me crazy.
Yeah, I do. Do you have video proof of you opening the seal and then counting
them?
No,
but you know what? The next one I buy, I will be filming the unboxing and counting straight away.
I can't wait for that.
Just to prove a point.
Well, look, if you can be bothered, if your time is worth less than 66 cents, then you go and count your little sachets every time, Jade. I mean, if that's the value you put on your time, that 10 minutes counting, then fine.
Unbelievable.
Paving the way for consumers.
You're a regular Tracy Grimshaw.
Totally. News time coming up next at New FM at 7:28. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novo. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, yesterday I met up with Steve and we went on one of our walks around the Newcastle bar.
Well, Steve St. John, who used to be on this show.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day out at the Newcastle Ocean Bars. That's where we went.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got, like, walking down Hunter Street, like, oh, let's get something to eat, and ended up going to the ground floor. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten there before, but it was amazing. Steve got this chicken snitty baguette and I got like this salami one. It's like salami and is it pastrami or something
pastrami.
Like that? Pastrami. It was really delicious. But the highlight was I got my milkshake and I got it in one of those stainless steel milkshake cups because I don't it when it comes out in a glass. I love it in that retro stainless steel. Like, that's how a milkshake should be served.
You're straight an old-fashioned girl.
Yeah, straight off the blender. Like, and I was there, and it came out, and I was like, oh, yes. And then I started, you know, sipping, and it was just delicious. So,
I'm glad you enjoyed a good milkshake yesterday, Jade.
It was so good.
In a stainless steel cup.
Yeah, it made my day.
It's made my day hearing that.
Yeah,
it's
the little things, you know. There's nothing worse. You know, it's like when people argue, oh, Coke tastes better out of a bottle than a can.
How was the herbs on the pastrami? Good?
The herbs. Oh, I don't know. I there's a lot of seeds on my bun.
Oh, I'm glad we got that information.
Get stuck. You know me. I'm not a foodie, but I love a good milkshake.
Well, let's put the milkshake to one side for a second because we need to beat the meats.
Yes.
Right now. Yeah. We have sausages, all thanks to Singo's. It's a very easy beat the bomb style game. You've got to yell out stop before the sausages explode and you get that amount of sausages. Great for the weekend barbecues. Feel good Fridays. It's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
All right. If you want to play 13:10:09, we need one contestant right now. Shania Twain. I'm out of here with the Novos. 105.3 New FM at 7:38. Good morning.
I'm out of here.
Tops of 21 degrees on the coast today. It's Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Guys, warming up on the weekend Sunday, up to 26 degrees on the coast. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to chat to our mate Gav Morris about the warm change that's on the way for a start of spring next week. Right now, though, it's time to beat the meats.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
Yeah, it hasn't gone off this week, so third time we're giving this a crack, third time is a charm. So basically, to beat the bomb style game, you've got to yell out stop before all of the sausages explode everywhere.
Exactly. It's always messy when that happens.
Very messy.
We're in here cleaning it up, get the Ajax out, get the chucks anyway. Let's hear from Steve. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Oh, doing really good. Have you beat the meat before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, but you know, you've heard the game.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
cool. Right, what do you think? This works.
Like, how people hasn't been going off this week. Are you like, oh, they should have gone earlier?
No. I mean, everyone's fairly getting a bit too greedy.
Yeah, that's right. Greediness doesn't pay off, or sometimes it does.
All right. Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's beat the meat with Steve. Here we go.
One sausage.
Slight technical issue.
Technical
there.
Issue. Let's try one more time. Here we go.
Hey. One sausage. Five sausages. Six sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 22 sausages.
That'll do, mate.
22
yeah.
sausages.
Yay! Congratulations!
Love it. Not too greedy, ready for the barbecue.
Hey, Steve-o, you could have gone up to 34 sausages, mate.
22 is pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. That feeds the fam.
Well, you know when you get too many sausages and then they just go in the freezer and then they're that bag of meat that's sitting in there for the next 12 months? Until you,
I don't have enough sachets of tomato sauce to go on that.
Exactly. Right. So thanks to Singo's. Have a great weekend, Steve-o. Thanks, mate.
I like that little dig. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Can't talk today.
That's all right.
But we are speaking after this to Karen, guys. So obviously, we had Brian on the show earlier this week, and we're on the search for Brian because he basically called up and said that he reckons we should be giving away divorce parties instead. But we talked him round, digged a little deeper, and then he said he'd be happy to get married again.
Yeah, he is single and eligible and looking for love. This guy, Brian, who called the show.
So Karen called and said that she'd like to meet Brian.
Liked the sound of his voice. Liked his vibe.
We're trying to play Cupid, so I don't know, Brian, if you're listening, 131009, if you can give us a call, but we're going to check in with Karen after this.
Oh, hook these guys up. It's all about your love station, 105.3 New FM, 745.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's Feel Good Friday, live across Newcastle at 105.3 New FM, with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we had a gent on the show the other day called Brian, and he had this to say.
Yes.
Yeah, can you give away five divorces?
Oh, you wanting to get a divorce, are you?
No, I've been there, done that, okay. But I know a lot of people that reckon it was the happiest day of their lives.
Now, on the show, you did say you were open to love.
And we think we found you the perfect girl.
I thought he sounded like a really nice man.
Oh, so there we go. We actually got a call from Marianne, not Karen, and she was like, I want to meet Brian, but we didn't get Brian's number, so unfortunately, we haven't been able to play Cupid, but we're still trying.
That's well, right. Brian, if you are listening and that was you, please give us a call, 131009, because Marianne wants to meet you. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. How are you going?
Hey, we're doing good. We tried, Marianne. We really did try. We put the call out. Brian has not called back.
Oh,
but
I'm devastated.
But you know what? What we thought we'd do is maybe, you know, find out what you're looking for in a man, because there might be another Brian out there that ticks all your boxes.
Yeah.
Or if you're open to people with other names, it can maybe be someone else too. Does it have to be someone called Brian?
No.
Oh,
it doesn't. No.
So did you have a little spiel about yourself that you'd like to put out there to find love?
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm recently divorced.
Okay.
Very much like Brian. We're following very similar paths.
Yeah.
Not from my choice, but because I think my ex just loved Tinder. Hence, I'm not on Tinder.
Yeah, right. That's reasonable.
Or any sort of dating site. And three beautiful grandchildren.
Oh.
Retired. I don't mind a VB.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You're a working class girl. Look, you know, and you say you're retired. That's cool. That means you've got plenty of time for long walks along the beach. Or what are you into? What are your hobbies?
Love deep sea fishing.
Deep sea
fishing?
Oh,
wow. So
and that'll appeal to a lot of guys, I reckon. They like fishing?
Yeah, love camping.
Love
renovating houses.
Did you grow up here in Newcastle, Marianne?
I grew up in Sydney.
Nice.
Okay.
And then we moved up to the Bay from Sydney.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you living now? What area?
In Lambton.
Lambton. You open to moving around a bit, say out to the Bay again or to Maitland or something for the perfect man?
The Bay.
The Bay. You like the Bay.
Beautiful out there.
Yeah. Well, she loves her fishing, so goes hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, describe yourself a bit. You're blonde, you're brunette. What's going on there?
Auburn.
Okay, Auburn, so you're redhead.
Are you fiery?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's a good thing.
A good thing. What star sign are you?
Leo.
Leo, okay. Do you reckon you typify the Leo a little bit?
Definitely.
Okay, interesting. All right.
You know what? Marianne, we love you. And if you're a scumbag, don't bother calling.
Don't bother, yeah.
No.
But if you like the sound of Marianne...
Give us a call.
Yeah, 131009, give us a call. Like, we might not set this up right now, but maybe this could be something we do next week.
Yeah.
If you'd be open to it.
And I'm really proud of you, Marianne, because it takes a lot to come on the radio and put yourself out there. So, you know what?
Absolutely.
You're going to find love. I can feel it.
The lovely Marianne from Lambton. Loves of fishing. Loves of VB. Sounds, like a really fun person.
And you know what? It says a lot about her. Like you said, coming on the radio, finding love. I like that. It's
exactly.
A different way.
That's right.
Very good. It's Feel Good Friday here at New FM from a love story. Well, not so much a love story there, was it? To a real love story. Wedding at your door. Up next, we are marrying 5 couples in one day on Friday, October 9th. It's going to be incredible. A wedding road train.
I know.
Right
our next,
across the Hunter.
Our next big Facebook Live event as well. Mm. So make sure, if you're not one of the people getting married, that you watch this thing. It's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. Meeting our next couple. Next, New FM, after the news. Good morning.
The Novos.
Feel Good Fridays with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:10, tops of 21 degrees on the coast today. It's time to give away another wedding.
On New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is...
The Novos.
The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
This is so much fun. We're going to be going on a road trip, the 3 of us, plus joined by Jeff, who is, of course, the amazing celebrant hooking all this up. And we go from door to door getting people married around the region. What a great, fun day that's going to be in a couple
Pop
of weeks.
Pop-up weddings everywhere.
I know.
Love
a full day of love.
I know. So
flowers,
nice.
Flowers, romance. It's going to be great.
And it's time to meet our next winning couple. Rachel, how are you doing this morning?
Really well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. How are you feeling?
Excited and nervous and... I don't know, all these feelings in one.
Aw, that's really nice.
So sweet.
Tell us about your relationship with Chris. How long have you been engaged for? And
So we met and got together back in 2013, so we've been together almost 7 years.
Good, solid amount of time.
Very nice.
We got engaged in 2018, just after we had our first child.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we've been pretty solid since.
You're making a family. I love that. How old are you guys?
I'm 31 and Chris has just turned 30.
Oh, so good. Now, Rachel, tell me a couple of things about Chris. Why is he so special and why do you want to spend the rest of your life with him?
Well, to be honest, Chris and I have had some ups and downs in our relationship. But
as we all do.
Yeah, we've definitely always come out stronger on the other side. Throughout the years, we've really grown together as people and... I know that he loves me for who I am.
That's one of the most important things is finding that person that, appreciates you.
Yeah, well, exactly. Accepts you. Faults and all.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this sounds great. Well, obviously with COVID hitting and everything, normal wedding plans go away, but this could be way better by the sounds of it.
Oh, this is definitely our style. We've been engaged for, 2 years now and... haven't even looked at planning anything because it's just, he's very spontaneous and I get overwhelmed with the whole thought of it. Yeah.
And so obviously you're not really big into the whole planning, but now that you've got the date set, October 9th, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to get some streamers for the house? Are you going to put on it like a spread? Is there a couple of friends coming round? Have you planned anything for the day yet?
We have. We're definitely going to have some friends around that afternoon and have a bit of a celebration together. We're not sure about decorations and stuff at the moment. I'm trying to focus on what to wear.
Yeah. What are you going to wear? That's the important question here, Rachel. What do you think you're going to get?
I'm really stuck. I don't know. I'm currently pregnant at the moment, so to be honest, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable in my body.
You're like Katy Perry.
So do you have a big bump at the moment?
It's more of a food bump.
A food bone. You'll find something.
You're feeding.
Do you know
too.
What, Rachel? Don't I actually wore a coloured wedding dress at my for my wedding, and I think colour's cool. So if you can't find necessarily a white dress, there's nothing wrong with breaking tradition and
who says she
having
needs to wear
different.
A dress? Wear your pajamas if you want. Wear more with that, Rachel.
Overalls. Be like a farmer.
We'll think of something. I think if I went a dress, I would stay away from the white because I kind of want to stay away from a traditional wedding because this is, you know, it's a bit quirky and fun and different. So
yeah, cool.
Do an Avril and get a black dress. So really cool.
You can do whatever you want. That's the whole vibe of this thing.
Well, we can't wait to marry you and Chris. It's going to be an incredible day, Friday, October 9th. That's five couples that we've met. Congrats on the wedding, Rachel. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm so excited, guys.
I know.
Just need to do a few thank yous to our partners in this. Of course. Chase Limousines, chaselimousines.com.au, Newcastle Food and Flower Markets, and, guys, Big Box Catering, jumping on board again for all of the grazing plates as
well.
Oh,
that's awesome. Their food is so good. So if you are looking for that sort of, you know, a bit of a catering thing for any event or just a little party, get on board with Big Box. They're awesome.
Incredible food. They hooked you up on your birthday, Jade. It was delicious.
Honestly,
food,
they're the best catering I think I've ever come across.
There's a shining example. Thank you. Yeah. That's so good. It is.
No, I'm dead set. I'm not lying. Like, that's true.
Just great food.
8:15 with the Novos. Gav Morris, our mate, joining us next. Of course, big change in the weather this weekend, guys. Sunday, our first beach day, 26 degrees.
It's almost like the weather is flipping the script.
I love that. We're going to talk to him more about that after this. New FM at 16 past 8.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer, live across Newcastle at 105.3 New FM. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:23 this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Big change over the weekend, guys, with the weather. First beach day of the season, we reckon. Sunday, 26 degrees on the coast. There's one man that's really just qualified to talk about this. Gav Morris, hello, mate. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I'm very, very well. Yeah, delivering some lovely news this morning to many, which is overall a good thing to do.
Good. Gav, Sunday, 26 degrees. I think we're all a little bit excited. What's with the change suddenly?
Well, look, you know, last weekend, as we were shivering and snow was falling right across the Great Dividing Range, in the Kimberley in the northwest, new heat temperature records were being set for the month of August. The new record was set originally on Saturday, but then on Sunday, it was broken instantly with a top of 41.2 degrees at West Roebuck. Now, that hot pool of air has been sliding across the northwest. Yesterday in Darwin, for the very first time, a catastrophic bushfire rating was issued. So there's a lot of hot air that has built up over central Australia, and we've got this big high over us at the moment. A little southerly is coming up the coast, but that high is going to push it away pretty quickly. We'll have a stunning start to the weekend, relatively calm, but then we'll get on the western side of the high, and some of that warm air from central Australia is coming our way on Sunday.
You know what,
that's
Gav?
Why,
I love it when you talk like this.
So, Gav, does this mean then, like, this isn't just like a freak, you know, we're getting warm weather for a week and then it's going to go cold again? This is like going to stay, right, the warm weather?
Oh, look, you know, it's September is a swinging, changeable month. Just about anything can occur.
Yeah.
Now, that catastrophic bushfire rating in Darwin yesterday is actually connected to us. The reason why that occurred, because they're at the end of the dry season, not that hot pool, but the trade winds have kicked in. So what's happening at the moment over northern Australia, the winds that travel from the east to the west are now getting stronger and stronger, and that will push warm water towards the western part of the Pacific. That will increase the cloud, the moisture content, and that is going to build up over northern Australia as we move into spring. And now it is likely that we will see La Nina build, and that means a wetter than average time. So the spring summer is going to be far different to what we experienced this time last year.
Oh, I mean, good.
Hot but rainy, is it?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Steamy days.
Yeah, that is the potential to get that tropical air mass. Yeah, once the atmosphere sets up correctly, draws it down across us, and we have those big inland rain events.
That's amazing. Everyone needs to go out and buy rainwater tanks.
Well, farmers will be cheering.
Yeah, this is great. This is what we need.
Well, you look, we look. The season has been really, really good. The problem with La Nina, though, a lot of the time we get too much rain. Like the big floods here in the Hunter Valley, 1955, that was a strong La Nina. 74, when Brisbane had the massive floods, La Nina years. So, you know, we typically have these huge rain events that sometimes tip the scales too far the other way. So I think there's going to be the potential to see some pretty big rain events.
Absolutely.
If La Nina keeps happening before Christmas.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Interesting stuff going ahead, and yeah, get a rainwater tank maybe.
Hey, Gav, just as well, just to end the interview, the stuff over in the States, Hurricane, what's it called?
Laura.
It's caused some destruction, 240-kilometre winds over there. Any signs on that slowing down anytime soon?
Yeah, look, as it moves over land, it will dissipate now. The friction of the land will slow it down. I actually watched that whole storm unfold and, you know, watched some meteorologists on the ground. It was an incredible system. I mean, that part of the coast, I know it quite well. Galveston was like the Vegas of the Gulf back in the day. Very, very wealthy part of Texas there. Galveston was completely flattened and wiped out by a storm of this magnitude. And it's got kind of marshland. It's a very strange landscape down there. There's all those big houses that you're seeing on the news. The wealthy live down there along that strip. And the main cities are actually back behind the marshland. And I remember driving along those highways. They're raised highways over the marshland. Yeah. So it's an extraordinary landscape, but very low-lying. So, yeah, there'd be extensive flooding. That storm surge was absolutely enormous. I've never seen a prettier eye on a storm. And that's something from me. From meteorology point of view. It was pretty from space, you know, it's nasty on Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. There he is, Gav Morris. Thank you, sir. Catch him on NBN News Weeknights. Well, up next, from Gav, one expert to another, Dr. Coleman joins us after this with all of your medical questions, guys. It's 8:28.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle for your Feel Good Friday with the Novos, 8:41, currently 15 degrees at Nobby's. Our mate Dr. Coleman is here.
One of the best segments I think we do on this show is getting Dr. Coleman on because he answers all your medical questions. So whatever you want to know, if you're too embarrassed to go and see the doctor, maybe you can ask Dr. Coleman first and get the answer. And he joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, doctor.
Good morning, guys. Lovely to be back.
Oh, do you have a good week?
Yeah, no, it's been good this week. It's not that much bad has happened, so it's always a good week.
It's always a good
week. Yeah,
you know, Doctor, I was wondering, you've been on the show a fair few times now, and I was wondering about your life. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I've got three lovely boys, but they're grown up. So when the last one finished school in Brisbane a couple of years ago, we decided we'd come to somewhere remote. So we went to the Tiwi Islands.
I love Darwin. That.
Did any of them follow in your footsteps and want to become a doctor themselves?
Yes, good guess. My middle son out of the three is finishing off uni at UQ, and he'll be a doctor after next year.
Oh, you must be proud.
Often the way, isn't it?
Yeah. He obviously saw I enjoy what I do, and he thought he'd give it a go too. Yeah, no, I think it'd be great. Proud of all three, but it's nice for one to follow.
Real quick, because obviously Adam's about to finish up there at UQ. Obviously, they're on the forefront of the COVID-19 vaccine up there. Is he getting much intel or having much to do with that from, you know, like watching the researchers undertake it at all? For experience?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of talk about it, certainly, and I think it is an exciting possibility. All vaccines all around the world are just possibilities at the moment, but everyone's heading towards the same goal. But, look, it's fantastic Australia can be a part of that development.
All right. Well, Dr. Coleman, we're going to...
Bit about yourself. I love that.
Yeah.
We're learning about you. Yeah, it's nice.
But we've got your first question for you now.
Here we go.
Hey, Dr. Coleman, my 4-year-old is having temper tantrums constantly, and I was wondering, should I be getting her tested for autism or ADHD?
The old temper tantrums. Yeah, look, it's a common thing parents experience. I think she said 4 years old.
Yeah.
As you know, there's no specific single test for ADHD or autism. Mm. So there's no blood test or anything. It's really an assessment. But I think, actually, it's funny we're talking about UQ because one of the things which I think can be really helpful in that circumstance is a program called Positive Parenting Program, or Triple P. And it's It was actually developed at UQ probably 20 years ago by child psychologists there. But it's aimed really it takes a fair bit of effort on the part of the parents, and either one parent or two parents, depending on the circumstance, and looking at the ways in which you can change your child's behaviour. So what are they getting out of the temper tantrums? Is there some reward they're getting, like attention or something? And you look at your own sort of reactions to the behaviour, and
it's
a bit of effort, but it really has great results.
Mm. Sounds like it's really worth it.
No, right. Yeah, more so than, I guess, bribing them with candy. So.
Yeah, good advice. Great parenting there, Jay.
Always keep candy in the pocket just in case it's a backup.
Where's the super nanny when you need her? Let's roll question number two.
I'm 31 and I'm still getting really bad acne. When will the pimples stop and what can I do about it? It's driving me mad.
Yeah, look, acne, it's never underestimate how troublesome acne can be. And certainly the advice for someone in their 30s is probably different. So a teenager or someone who's 20, I'd sort of be talking a lot about bacterial, antibacterial skin washes, yeah, and perhaps a month or two of oral antibiotics. Once you get to that age of 30, you've probably been through all those things multiple times. So yeah, I think it's probably time to pull out the big guns. And the big guns for acne are really going and seeing a dermatologist, the skin specialist. And there's particular strong medications which, have some potential side effects and you have to be careful about them, but which really you're probably looking at going on for quite a few months at that age. And they do work well. They're quite effective. But I think by the time you get to that age, you've probably tried most of the other things.
I actually did follow your advice and I did that myself and went on Roaccutane.
Yes.
From my dermatologist. So I went, because getting adult acne in my 30s, it sucked.
Yeah.
And I did that and it's helped me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So there's that. I mean, Roaccutane is the main example. There's other things, including ultraviolet light and things like that too. But all of those are really through the dermatologist rather than through the GP. So go and see the GP.
But get your reference. Referral, sorry.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. Another week of questions answered. Very good.
And remember, if you do have any questions you want answered by the good doctor, you can send us a DM or a message on Facebook or just give us a call. Jackson can book you in 13 1009.
Absolutely.
Next, though, we are doing last calls. This is your chance to have your say on anything that's been on the show. Just a little whinge, a little rant, whatever you want. Have a chat to us. Last chance for the week, 13 1009. Rolling last calls next.
8:47 at 105.3 in UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Doesn't that make you feel good? Getting you into the weekend with your Feel Good Fridays all day here at 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
That's us done, guys.
I know. Fun week.
Rover, Red Rover.
I had a great time. We gave away 5 weddings.
One of the highlights, really.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. So the weddings are happening Friday, October 9th. Thank you to everyone that entered the competition. We got so many people wanting to be a part of this. But we've got 5 lucky couples going to marry them all in one day. And, of course, next week, Father's Day, we've got some very special surprises. So if you want to skimp on the present for Dad this year, make sure you're listening to us to get it for free.
That's right. Well, hey, save you heaps of money. Plus, it's a great present.
It's hard sometimes to know what to get Dad.
It is very hard, isn't it?
It's a tough one.
Scratchies.
Especially, I find like the older you get.
Sell out.
Yeah. Bunnings gift card and scratchies, lotto tickets. My dad's always like, just give me a lotto ticket. And I'm always like, Dad, I want to give you something, though.
But you still buy the lotto ticket.
I do, because that's what he wants.
All right. Weekend, guys, what's on the agenda?
I don't know. I was trying to work that out. Ben's got the weekend off with me. I don't have to work this weekend.
Off to Morpeth, you will be.
Well, we haven't actually been there for a good, like, month, 2 months.
Get out.
Yeah.
I'm off to the farm tonight.
Oh, your parents' house?
Yeah.
Get away from the renos. You need a little rest.
Yeah, exactly. Be able to use a shower that's in the same, like, building as I'm sleeping in.
Are they putting you to work at the farm?
Usually.
Oh, there's no escape.
There's no freedom.
Yeah, I'm working, so don't you love that?
Oh, you love it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and painting, apparently, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We're sprucing up the building here at New FM. Mm. We're going to paint the outside. So I was like, you know what? If it makes it look better, I'm into it.
Well, it's just funny you said that because someone, I think, Karevo, you noticed the garden on the way in the other day.
No, it wasn't me, but somebody, I've heard about it.
Someone mentioned the garden. Oh, the garden's been done.
So good.
And I walked out and I was like, you know what? It does make a difference, and that looked quite nice.
This place is going leaps and bounds. There's all sorts of renovations going on in this place, I've heard.
You have plenty of plants you can donate, Jade, now that you got for free a few months back.
Oh, no.
Want to donate any plants to the work calls? No. Poison ivy over here.
Cutting. I'm not donating the plants.
Hey, Jackson, Feel Good Friday kicking off in minutes, mate. What's
new? We've got stuff like this as well. One City DJs.
Nice.
Love it. The Weekend.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
You know what? New FM has had such a great vibe the last few weeks. I love it.
Maybe it's because everyone's rating the music.
Yeah.
Mm. NewFM.com.au. Also, too. 9 seconds of summer as well in the countdown to the weekend. It's sounding sweet.
Yeah, tell us how we're doing with the music, by the way, as well. NewFM.com.au. Go to the website, scroll down a couple of times. There's a big banner there, and you get to help us out with what we play here, guys.
Yeah, if you love your music, it's actually quite fun.
Rate the music. Make sure you do it.
Absolutely.
Get it done.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.